You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Department of Justice is taking over the investigation into Wausau Mayor Doug Dinney. Dinney moved Wausau's only ballot drop box out of the public's reach 2 weeks ago to make a point. Former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney endorsing Democrat Kamala Harris for president Thursday in Ripon, the birthplace of the Republican Party.
Liz Cheney really is a leader who puts country above party and above self, a true patriot.
Cheney is calling for patriotism ahead of partisanship, calling Donald Trump not fit to be president.
I have never voted for a Democrat, but this year I am proudly casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Trump campaigns in Juneau Sunday. A former guard at the Waupun State Prison is pleading no contest to reduce charges in the deaths of two inmates last winter. Sarah Ransbottom did not do cell checks in February like she was supposed to. Nine Waupun staffers, including the former warden, are charged. Wisconsin's Attorney General will not get to review sealed bankruptcy documents for the Catholic Church in southeast Wisconsin. A federal judge ruled this week against opening papers sealed nearly a decade ago. Josh Call wanted a look at the documents for his investigation of clergy sex abuse in the Milwaukee Archdiocese. Wisconsin school superintendent wants more to be done about cybersecurity. Jill Underley led a roundtable discussion on the topic yesterday. Cyber criminals are targeting school districts in Wisconsin and around the country. The White House says the federal government needs to be part of the solution. Outbreaks of food poisoning can be scary, but there are steps you can take. Jovana Kovacevic is an expert on listeria. She says people should store meat at the right temperature and cook it thoroughly.
Certain foods are higher risk foods, and if you're in that vulnerable group, you want to avoid those foods. We really need to do better to engage consumers.
A recent listeria outbreak linked to deli meat killed 10 people and made 59 other people sick across the country. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Sealed bankruptcy records of the Milwaukee Archdiocese will remain sealed. A federal judge has denied State Attorney General Josh Call's request to review the record as part of his ongoing investigation into clergy sex abuse. The judge cited concerns about exposing abuse victims and a lack of sufficient justification for unsealing the records. The Milwaukee Archdiocese has criticized the investigation, saying it unfairly targets their institution. A massive $75 million air cargo facility is set to begin construction this winter at Mitchell. Completion is expected by early 2026. The over 300,000-square-foot facility will have the capacity for up to 5 777s and could quadruple the airport's cargo capacity. The public-private project aims to position Milwaukee as a competitive alternative to O'Hare. The Milwaukee Immigration Office is moving. The field office of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services is set to move from its current location on Knapp Street to a new site at 310 West Wisconsin. The office closed yesterday and will reopen October 21st. Another pig is shutting down. The Piggly Wiggly store in Oak Creek is scheduled to close early next month. Management says they're working with other local stores to help employees find new positions. The closure adds to a growing list of Piggly Wiggly stores that have closed across southeastern Wisconsin this year, including stores in Brookfield and Racine. Thousands of runners will descend upon Milwaukee's lakefront Sunday. It's the return of the state's largest marathon and half marathon, with the return leading to road closures along the route. The event, starting at 7 Sunday morning, will impact traffic, with closures beginning as early as 4:30 that morning. Some roads will be closed until 1:30 in the afternoon. In addition to the main races, the event features a 5K run and walk tomorrow using the Hone Bridge. That's to benefit a local cancer support foundation. If you want to see a map of the closures, visit MilwaukeeLakefrontMarathon.org. Milwaukee County is set to benefit from an expanded maternal health initiative. It's led by UW Health and a Madison hospital. The program will now reach Milwaukee mothers through local community providers and doulas. The effort focuses on at-home blood pressure monitoring for new mothers with hypertension, aiming to reduce maternal mortality rates, particularly among Black women in Milwaukee. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Heartbreak in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers went into the ninth inning with a lead yesterday, but a three-run home run by Pete Alonso ended Milwaukee's season. Manager Pat Murphy said he is disappointed for his players after a great season.
I love this team. You know, I love them. I'll never be able to duplicate 2024. And it didn't end the way we wanted to. And you know, tragically, actually, you know, it felt like it. It felt like a tragedy, and
This offseason, the Brewers could move on from Willie Adames, who should command strong interest in free agency.
Well, I can't tell you if that was it or not. I mean, I guess we have to wait, but you know, I would love to be here next year competing with my boys again. You know, it would be great. It would be special. You know, I know the talent that we have in this clubhouse is something special. I know that we can do great things together.
Meanwhile, the Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the LA Rams on Sunday after losing last week to the Minnesota Vikings. Head coach Matt LaFleur said Jordan Love will be another week healthier this week after some struggles last week.
You know, I think that's a byproduct of not practicing for a couple weeks. I thought just in our limited practice today, I thought he did a really nice job. It looks like he's just getting back into the groove. And like I mentioned the other day, I mean, not that we want to throw 50-some-odd times in a game, but I thought the more we threw, the better he got. And just it's kind of working through it. And, you know, it's hard to go out there and when you just don't have a lot of practice or you have a lot of time off and expect to be at the top of your game. I think it's a process, and I know he's doing everything in his power, and I think he looks better with each and every day.
Kickoff this Sunday against the Rams is after 3 p.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. On the set of Men in Black in the 90s, the production was held up because of Will Smith's gas. That is according to director Barry Sonnenfeld, who told Kelly Ripa on her podcast that the odor was so bad it cost the production 3 hours. Apparently, Smith and co-star Tommy Lee Jones were in a very confined space, and the not-so-fresh Prince of Bel-Air let one rip as he was apologizing to Jones. Ever the professional, Jones was actually willing to work through the stench. Always leave Hollywood parties before the devil gets there. Those are the words of actor Denzel Washington as he spoke about Sean Combs' parties to comedian Brandon T. Jackson. Us Weekly recently reported that in 2003, as Denzel and his wife Pauletta left one of Combs' parties, Denzel got in Combs' face and screamed, "You don't respect anybody." Tough to leave a party before the devil gets there when the devil is the one actually throwing the party. Kevin Smith fans have been wondering if there will be a Mallrats sequel for going on 30 years. Well, wonder no more. While discussing his new film, The 430 Movie, Smith told the New York Post there will definitely be a Mallrats sequel. The director says he spoke about the sequel with Shannon Doherty before she passed away from cancer. He says Doherty was all on board with the project, and she even told him she would go to the studio with Smith and play the cancer card to get it made if she had to. If you watch any TV at all, you've seen one of Ryan Murphy's shows. His latest is Monsters, about the Menendez brothers on Netflix. His new legal drama is All's Fair. The project took a hit when Halle Berry left, but there is no shortage of actors who want to work. Variety reports that Ed O'Neill will join the cast of the show that follows a divorce attorney at an all-female law firm. The show also stars Naomi Watts, Glenn Close, and Kim Kardashian. O'Neill is best known for his work on Married with Children and Modern Family. Here are some films you might want to see and some you might want to avoid. The sequel to Todd Phillips' The Joker, Joker Folie au Deux, hits the screen this weekend. Joaquin Phoenix is back playing the title character opposite Lady Gaga, who plays Harley Quinn. The film is much anticipated but receiving mixed reviews at about 50% right now on Rotten Tomatoes. Family drama Whitebird will also be out in wide release. The film is being called the follow-up to the best-selling book Wonder and stars Gillian Anderson and Helen Mirren. Whitebird is pulling in 85% so far on Rotten Tomatoes. And this week's dose of horror comes from the new Mel Gibson film, Monster Summer. Gibson plays a retired police detective who teams up with kids at a camp to face a monstrous danger and save their island. The film has not yet been reviewed, so be warned. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 68 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 53. Tomorrow, sunny, warmer, and windy with a high of 75. We could catch an isolated thunder shower tomorrow night. Then a little cooler Sunday with sunshine and a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.